Okay, so picture this. I was going through my notes the other day, reorganizing some stuff, and I came across something I saved about how to perform divination using everyday playing cards. And I remember thinking at the time, this is really important. I need to come back to this. Well, today's the day, and I'm glad I waited because I've got a lot more to say about it now. Hey, it's Luna Moon's show. Welcome back. So today we're talking about how to perform divination everyday playing cards, and I want to approach this a little differently. Instead of just listing off facts, I want to walk you through what actually matters here and why this above, so below, dear ones. Here's where it starts. Have you ever sat down with a deck of cards feeling a mix of excitement and uncertainty about what they might reveal? Now, I know that might seem like just another piece of information, but stick with me here. If you've been stuck with a career decision and need fresh perspective, tonight's the perfect time to try simple card spread. And this is where it connected for me personally. After 10 years of practicing divination with playing cards, I can tell you it's easier than you think, and it can bring real clarity. I remember the first time I really understood this, and it was like switch flipped. Everything made so much more sense after that. Now, there's a layer to this that most people completely miss. Grab your deck, shuffle while focusing on your question, and let's explore how these ordinary cards can guide you. And honestly, key takeaway: set up calm space with candle for focus. Serene environment enhances clarity and intention during your reading. That combination right there is what makes how to perform divination using everyday playing cards so fascinating to me. Now, here's where it gets really magical. The biggest lesson from all of this is that shuffle the deck for at least 2 minutes while concentrating on your question. This aligns your energy with the cards, promoting more insightful reading. Don't just take my word for it, though. Go to witchcraftforbeginners.com, read the full article, and form your own opinion. I think you're going to be surprised. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, tell someone about it. Word of mouth is how we grow. And I really appreciate every single one of you who shares the show. Until the next moon rises, bless be.